WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Voicemobile. And it is a beautiful, beautiful day out there. I hope everybody can get out and enjoy it. So, what's going on? We're going to start off with something quite wonderful from the Boston Baroque. And it's featuring Martin Perlman as the conductor. And Christina De Martinson on the violin. It's all performed on period instruments. And it's a Vivaldi composition called The Four Seasons. And this is La Primavera, the spring concert, number one in E major. We'll hear Allegro and maybe the other movements as well. We'll see. Okay, so...
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that was so beautiful. All right, three movements of spring. That was Martin Perlman and the Boston Baroque with Christina Day Martinson on violin. They were all playing period instruments. And we heard Allegro, Largo, and Allegro Danza Pastorale. La Primavera, Spring, Concerto Number 1 in E Major. Very nice. So, just want to share this. Tufts Archival Research Center, they have a drop-off day. Do you belong to a student organization? Have records you'd like to preserve? Donate them to the Tufts Archival Research Center for their drop-off day, Thursday, May 11th, so that's tomorrow, at Tisch Library, accepting both physical and digital records. Please email archives@tufts.edu with any questions. It's a public service announcement from the Tufts Archival Research Center and your friends at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, so I think I announced that it was the Voicemobile, and I don't know if I said I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Okay. So that was quite wonderful, and we'll get into the music, but I just checked something out on my phone, so I want to share this with you. So Adina Katz from World Israeli News writes, Gaza terrorists launched rockets towards the south and center of Israel after a ceasefire was announced Wednesday evening. No casualties were reported. The security establishment was not taken by surprise, Hebrew language media reported. The Israeli Air Force immediately launched an attack on the Strip. The IDF estimated that roughly 300 rockets were fired from the Strip into Israel throughout the afternoon. One hit a home in the beleaguered southern city of Sderot. Another hit a kindergarten in the region. The new David Sling missile defense system had its first success in the afternoon when it intercepted a rock aimed at Tel Aviv. In the past several hours, Egypt has been trying to end the fighting, claiming that the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the main player among terrorists in this mini-war, is not interested in escalating the conflict. Egypt approached us with a request for a ceasefire. The issue will be examined, Foreign Minister Eli Cohen said in an interview with Khan News. According to a senior Israeli political official, talks are underway. However, the ceasefire will be confirmed only by action, not words, N12 reported. Meanwhile, Israel has made it clear that they are still preparing for the continuation of the fighting. In fact, regarding special home front instructions, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has decided to extend them to include the area in the range of up to 80 kilometers from the Gaza border, double the original. The widow of a security prisoner who died in Israeli jails calls on terror groups not to retaliate. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Gallant National Security Council Director Tzachi Hanegbi, and the Prime Minister's Military Secretary, Major General Avi Gil, held a security assessment Wednesday evening at the Defense Ministry in Tel Aviv and will address the nation this evening. Well, it's imagine 300 missiles coming over where you are. Just frightening to think about. All right, let's get on with some more music here at WMFO. Votre cœur pour les
Jamais je brise mes fers.
Okay, that was La Donna Musicale from a CD called The Pleasures of Life, The Pleasures of Love and Libation, airs by Julie Pinel and other Parisian women. And we listened to Scène Pastorale, and it's a Pinel composition. All right. Just trying to see. There was something I wanted to share with you, but I'm not bringing it up on my my cell phone about some events coming up. See if I can quickly find it here. That's the problem. You get too much stuff in and you can't find what you really want. Well, there is Ezekiel's Wheels Klezmer's Dance Party in the Park. Let's see. I think that might have already happened, though. I think that was on the weekend. Let's see. Is it Friday? Oh, no, it hasn't happened. All right, so Friday, May 19th, from 6 to 7 o'clock at the Hyde Community Center Bandstand, 90 Lincoln Street in Newton Highlands. And that's Community Klezmer Concert and Dance Party. Well, sounds like fun if that's your thing. The weather's going to be, they're going to be joined by Klez Canada, Artistic Director and renowned Yiddish dancer Avia Moore is going to lead the dancing. It's a family-friendly free outdoor event at a beautiful bandstand next to TikTok famous La Con Paris Patisserie, a Green Line station, and a lovely little playground. There's literally nothing we'd like better than a klezmer dance party on a beautiful late spring evening. Event is free and open to the public, so you don't really need to sign up at all, but you can still register through the Eventbrite page. So you could do that. Community Klezmer Concert and Dance Party, Friday, May 19th at 6 o'clock. Well, you could actually do that and still be able to observe Shabbos, because Shabbos comes in a little bit later. So there's that. And let's see. I was just wondering if I could find this other event. All right, the Center for Arts at the Armory. They're going to have a gala, and it's featuring Deborah Mason at the Deborah Mason Performing Arts Center. A Night in Bloom, Arts at the Armory 2023 gala is, oh, tomorrow. So wait a second, that already happened. If it's tomorrow, where's the actual date? I don't see a date. Tomorrow doesn't help me because I don't see when. Oh, maybe it is tomorrow. Let's see if I can expand this. May 11th. It is tomorrow. Good. Okay. So you can still go to that. Arts at the Armory. Reserve your tickets now for a VIP cocktail hour starting at 6 o'clock or general admission starting at 7. You can also get tickets at the door. We're asking for your support to help us meet our $40,000 gala fundraising goal. We've raised just over $19,000 to date. If you can't attend the gala, please consider making a donation toward our gala fundraising goal. So if you go to the Center for the Arts, you can find, you know, their page. So that's good. There was something else that was going to be coming on the weekend. Let's see. I don't know why I can't find what I want. There were two different events. One was going to be there on a Saturday. Well, here's another event that I want to tell you about. This is interesting. An amazing exhibit is coming to Brookline High School this Thursday. That's from 6 to 8 o'clock. The Cattle Car, Stepping In and Out of Darkness, is an interactive, immersive, a multimedia experience inside of an exact replica of a World War II cattle car that was used to transport Jews and other targeted groups to the concentration camps and extermination camps. Visitors will be able to emotionally connect to the displays as well as the experience through being immersed in this historical space. So I guess this cattle car is making stops around the country. And folks at Beit Avraham had sent that along to me. So let's see, this is more information. Let's see what else we need to know about this. So it says the infamous Holocaust cattle car was used to forcibly deport Jews and other targeted groups to the concentration camps, labor camps, and extermination camps throughout Europe between the years of 1941 and 1944. This was a wooden freight car meant to transport cattle. Up to 150 individuals were crammed into locked, windowless boxcars and traveled for an average of 4 days in this state without food, water, restroom facilities, or even the ability to sit down. Many deportees died in the cattle cars en route, and for the others it symbolized the terrifying descent into the darkness that robbed them of their families, freedom, and for some even their lives. Historians suggest that without the mass transportation carried out on the railways in these boxcars, the scale of the final solution would not have been possible. It's just unbelievably horrifying. All right, they give a lot more information here. Well, if you can get over there to see that exhibit tomorrow, I think that would be worth doing. Brookline High School. And you can get their address, I'm sure, by going online. So, well, I'm finding everything but what I was looking for. Well, at some point, I guess we'll put on some more tunes. Let's see. All right, let's do that. So,
Jerusalem. Looking at my hand, it's clear it works the same each day. I open my fingers to reach, I close them to take away. It seems so small at first, but really it's not so simple at all. Each finger must move with the other, the same as from brother to brother. Together you see that we are as different as two people can be, but standing and waiting in the same line. Can't we try to change this world together? Until that day comes when we can try. And live afraid. We all have the right to walk on our own, with fear as the ground underneath, leaving our trust at home. But now I can set you free, since you've been dreaming the same as me. Let's show we can all dream together. In peace we could see much better. Together you see that we are as different as two people can be, but standing and waiting in the same line. Can't we try to change this world together? Until that day comes when we can try. Living in the same world. You and I, two wheels on a car that move with each other. Two different sides, but the same direction. Sharing the mirror, making one reflection. Sitting on two different seats in one section, but living in the same world. Thank you.
All right, well, that's great. That was the Zamir Chorale of Boston. Joshua Jacobson is the artistic director. It's from their Jazzmir CD, and the song is Summertime. And they, the liner notes, they don't tell me who the soloist was, but that was quite striking. So I did find what I was looking for. This is a notice from Sam Bayer, who organizes some of these Somerville songwriter sessions at the Armory Cafe. They are presenting an evening of topical music on Saturday, June 3rd, with Costa Rica-born funk singer Dean Stevens, Maine songwriter David Dodson, and award-winning Boston singer-songwriter Terry Kitchen. The concert will feature a solo set by each artist, followed by a round robin song swap. Show begins at 7:30, suggested donation of $15 at the door. The Armory Cafe is at 191 Highland Avenue in Somerville, just a few blocks from the new Magoon Square Green Line T station. That's a mouthful. Okay, so that was, I think Terry Kitchen had actually sent me something also about an event that he's doing this weekend. Let's see if I can pull, or maybe he sent it on a people send you things on text, and it might be that it's in a text. Let me just see if I can locate that. Well, not seeing it on that one. Let's go to the other. I have a hard time getting my phone to do what I want it to do sometimes. Anybody else have that problem? Okay, so let's see if I can find... Here it is, Terry Kitchen. Oh, good. All right, so Jim Infantino, Danielle Maraglia, and Terry Kitchen will be at Square Root, Roslindale, this coming... Well, it's not this Friday. I think it's in 2 weeks. Friday, May 19th, 8 o'clock. The Square Root in Boston, Massachusetts. All right, there it is. So I'm able to figure that out. Let's see, we're going to go here to this one. Thank you. Wow, that's great. Ezekiel's Wheels, Klezmer Band, and the CD is called Transported. And we were listening to Street Tunes. Abigail Risman on violin, Jonathan Cannon also on violin, Kristen Lamb, upright bass, Nathaniel Seelan on clarinet, and Pete Finelli on trombone. I've seen them live a couple of times. They are quite fabulous. So, very fun. Okay, so let's see. We're going to go to this.
From the Bible he quote, there was dust on the man in the long black coat. Preacher was a talking, there's a sermon he gave. He said every man's conscience is vile and depraved. You cannot depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied. It ain't easy to swallow, it sticks in the throat to give her heart to the man in a long black coat. There are no mistakes in life, some people say, and it's true sometimes, you can see it that way. People don't live or die, people just float. She went with the man in a long black coat. There's smoke on the water, it's up in there since June. Tree trunks uprooted beneath the high crescent moon. Feel the pulse and vibration and the rumbling. Us, somebody is out there beating on a dead horse. She never said nothing, there was nothing she wrote. She'd gone with a man in a long black coat.
כשהוא יבוא, ירד עלינו כמו גשם.